Coming up on Only a Game, former rival high schoolers unite on the gridiron to produce a winner. But first, would tennis fans have more fun if they could behave like football, basketball, or soccer fans? Would a player walk off the court if somebody shouted, "Miss!" as he got ready to slam an overhead? Ben Rothenberg of the New York Times investigated questions like that just in time for the traditionally noisy U.S. Open. Ben, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Why is it that the expectations regarding fan behavior in tennis have always been so different from expectations at a ballpark or in a basketball arena?
I think it has a lot to do with the origins of tennis as a sort of Victorian-era recreation of the upper classes on the British Isles when it started. I mean, tennis was seen as a gentleman's game, as a quiet game, as a polite game to be played by people in society, and it was a very sort of reverent, respectful atmosphere that surrounded the players, and you still see a lot of that at Wimbledon. Around the world, as different cultures have adapted the game, there's a little bit of a different sound profile everywhere you go. New York is obviously one of the louder ones, but those messages of it still remain pretty much anywhere you go in some shape or form.
Is it fair to say that most of the players with whom you've discussed fan behavior felt that they could adjust to noise and movement while the points were in progress?
What most of the players said is if there was a constant low bustle in the crowd, it'd be fine. What would be disruptive for them is a sudden loud movement, someone screaming as they're about to make a shot, a sudden boom from outside the stadium, or music suddenly playing in the middle of a point or something. Those are the sort of things that would disrupt them.
This is probably the point at which I should mention that Stan Wawrinka shouted at a fan, "Seriously, shut up," during action at the Open this time around.
Yeah, he was playing the second night match, and the crowds there get a little more buzzed as the night goes on, which makes sense. Stan was playing after midnight at that point, and there was a fan sitting pretty near the court who was sort of heckling or shouting. I don't know what he was saying. But Stan had had enough and said, "Shut up, seriously, shut up," at some point when he had enough. The match wasn't exactly going his way at that point. And that's fair to say the kind of thing you probably wouldn't ever hear a player have to say at Wimbledon.
Andy Murray brought up a potential problem when he said that if fans got too loud while play was going on, players wouldn't be able to hear the spin of a ball coming toward them. Did any other players speak of hearing spin?
They have. I mean, other players did talk about that, and that's actually one of the things that gets brought up when grunting is discussed as an issue in tennis, as a problem in tennis. Martina Navratilova has been very outspoken about this, saying that it's tantamount to cheating in women's tennis. If you make a loud grunting sound when you hit the ball or some sort of shrieking sound, it masks the sound the ball is making off your strings. The players definitely use all their senses, maybe not smell, but use a lot of their senses in the middle of points to give them as best a chance as possible.
You haven't had a player say, "I can smell a drop shot"?
I haven't yet, but I'm ready for it now.
The U.S. Open, now in progress in New York, has been more raucous than the other major tournaments. Are any of the players concerned that further loosening the rules or traditions regarding when fans can leave their seats or how much noise they can make would create a circus atmosphere?
I think there's a split amongst that. In terms of leaving your seat, I know a bunch of players have said they would be up for that changing. Others are a little more stodgy, but there's definitely a good split there.
Novak Djokovic told you that he appreciated the way different tournaments sound and feel different. I wonder if encouraging fans to bring on the noise would erase some of the distinctions between, say, Wimbledon and the U.S. Open.
No, that's true. I mean, if Wimbledon starts, blasting YMCA during changeovers, it's going to lose a lot of its tradition and appeal. And the sport is played in all sorts of different countries and all sorts of different surfaces and environments. And I think there's always going to be a pretty good diversity there, even if noise gets uniform. But for sure, the sound of each tournament is one of the things that makes them unique.
Ben Rothenberg writes for the New York Times, and you can link to his story titled "Tennis Ways Whether to Bring on the Noise" at onlyagame.org. Ben, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Should cheering and other forms of noisemaking be allowed or even encouraged at tennis tournaments? Weigh in with your applause or your pleas for quiet by visiting facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. Only a Game NPR is also our Twitter handle.